Generation Dalad Sifhei. So we're talking about the halachas of putting pas into the tanner. So you already said at the beginning of the sif that you have to put it in with enough time before Shabbos that it should develop the crust. Okay, so that was the first part. Then he said like this: if the person did not keep that halacha, he put it in too close to Shabbos, and therefore it did not develop a crust before Shabbos. So the person knowing that it's also did it anyway. So Asad Motzei Shabbos, but they should yasu. So Chazal answered it to Motzei Shabbos, but they should yasu. Okay. So now, normally we saw before by my food that Chazal answered Shagig Otomazin. Now, really, Mikha didn't Shagig Shri Mutter. Okay, you didn't realize so Chazal should not answer. There's not reason to give a Kinahas. Chazal answered Shagig Otomazin because we're afraid the person will. If Shagig will be mutter, a person will do a b'mezid and finagle as if he did a b'shagig. But over here, we have the added issue of the person needs food for Shabbos. So this is the most basic food. So Chazal said over here, we're going to add a kula, and we're going to say that if this is what he had, this is his food for Shabbos, so he should at least have bread for Shabbos. He's allowed to take out bread for the three meals. Okay, so that could be depending on the larger bread. It could be one larger bread. It could be smaller breads. Whatever it is. Okay, and other people are allowed to take advantage of this. Other people are allowed to take advantage of the situation as well, and take it out. Okay, now a new point. Kishahum roide, when he does take it out, lo yirda b'mardi, cannot use the kli which is made for removing it from the oven. Pirish Barachas of a Mizra, Targa Marda is Fala Balaz. It's a type of a paddle which you would use to take it off of the wall. Ela Basakan Kiyotzabi, you have to do Shliyashikadar Shoysabachal. You have to do some type of a shinui that shouldn't be the right, normal you do it. But Vimiyav Shalaradus Bashinui, if you're not going to be successful doing it with a knife, you're the Bamarda, then you're allowed to use this cleat. Now, let's go back to the first scenario of the where he kept the halacha, he put it in with enough time that it will bake before Shabbos to the point where it has the crust, which means he kept the halacha. So whether kimelo or b'nisura tzarach Shabbos who roid the kedarka, similar the Chazal say that Ridias pass is a chachma ben a malacha. It's not a malacha, but there's elements of chachma in it, which means it's something which is going to take your focus and your effort, and therefore we don't want you doing it on Shabbos. Since it's our Shabbos, we're going to allow you to use the and he did nothing wrong, so Chazal let him use the Marda. Even though he did a Beheter, but we're only going to be Matar this Ridui, even Beshinui, it's not going to be Mutter, there's no need for Shabbos. Hakobachol is a bit Tanashena Tuch Petitz. So this is all talking about Tana, which doesn't have this it doesn't have this outside layer which you insulating it with tit. Avlim who tuch betit or shena over the tzar Shabbos rakl motzi Shabbos the yeshu zman lafoysoi mutter the legazin and b'chia gav l'shem yechata. So if the person is not put the bread in before Shabbos to have it ready to use right after Shabbos, so he's no reason why he's going to be mechata because it'll be baked quite fine before he gets some of the Shabbos, or that a case where it's tuch patit. I'm sorry, tuch patit over here is referring to the if you sealed the door, so then there's no chashash going to be mechata. Even though it will not bake before Shabbos, we're not afraid he's going to be mechata, like we saw before, because the seal will act as a reminder and the tircha, etc. So he's not going to do that. So he'll leave it as is, and it will bake appropriately without the person's the gzeir shem yechata. So the kanas over here, so this kanas goes very far. He cannot do it even with a shinoi, even if he has nothing else to eat, even if I did it for him, he can't use it. So Chazal said that since it was the fee was be Isser, he can't be in the hand of the Malachal Shabbos. So that's an Isser. He's not going to, we're not talking about Skadat of Fashis, he's going to starve to death, just he won't have what to eat for Shabbos. Okay, so that was his decision. So that's not, you don't blame the rabbi for that. B'motzei Shabbos, even with Leisha Yah, so Hanu Achila, Awal Rediyah, Minatana, B'pashat, the Motzei, take of Motzei Shabbos. You can't benefit from it till Leisha Yah. So you can take it out of the oven right away. You don't have to wait for Leisha Yah to take it out of the oven. So that's fine. B'shugging. What look and see in Gamma Shugging, Kimosha Kosta, B'sif Ches, the Loy Machokin and Benjamin Shugging and Mazet. We don't make Xera Shugging and Mazet together. Why? The Kim and Daimler pass Acher Lechol. Since over here we have the unique situation, he doesn't have any other bread. We have shalakaim, it's a suda, shalashudas boy pass, he needs bread. So shori chazawar matzurits. Avdotav shalayin chiyim kolkach lechol b'shabbos. But the cases of food as opposed to bread, that's not the same level of necessity. Therefore, the chazawar not matzur, even though he has no other food other than the bread, chazawar not matzurits. Let's say situation, he has no bread. The only thing he has is this food which he put in b'shegei. So now already you're dealing with not just an extra milo, but the ikara din, he must eat something on Shabbos. He had this only thing that he has to eat. So Chazal will allow him to b'shegei, use that item. Like I said later on, you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. The problem here isn't because you're doing Radiyah. The problem here is because the person baked Beisr. So even though the issue is not the Radiyah, the problem is he's baking Beisr. So even our tenurim, which they don't bake on the sides of the oven, we bake regular baking in the pans, etc. But this problem of Ikra Panah is still true, A, and B, the Xera is. The Xera Shogat the Mezid is still true, except for the special leniency because you need food for Shabbos. Okay. Mazen Shalosh Shudas Lamadalit. Vimapas Echad Jehoitzi Yeshu B'Kedei Shalosh Shudas Shuv Oser L'Radus Avagav Deilu L'Chol Sudah Kikur Shalom Alechem Mishnah. So to prevent the Isser of not eating on Shabbos, we're going to be matir. That you should get the Ma'al Lecha Mishnah, we're not going to be matir for the person. So even though he's saying, well I need a sholem, so no, you have enough bread to use. For this purpose, we say that that's, we're not going to be matir this Isser for that purpose. Okay, so he should not use a marda. But if he's not able to get it out otherwise, so we're going to let him use a marda. Yidur marda, but dias pas lechavi shus kamer. It's not a full fledged yisud rabbanon. El mashum uvda the chol ozer. It's more because it's a weekday type of action. Can hech the yavshal the shalans tzarach shabbosu hitiru. So such a type of an yisud rabbanon, which is not a bona fide yisud rabbanon. It's just because it looks like a weekday type of activity. So if you have no other option, and it's a need, Shabbos needs it, you're going to do that. So then if he put it in b'chdei, it should bake appropriately before Shabbos. Then we go in the makim to do roy the kedarto in a case you need it for Shabbos. Say for the rabba kosa the yesh the hakar to place on the field of the filibit son of heter certainly is haridia midafka b'shinis. El Yabba says no, right? Yes. You did a beheter, so we're not counting you. But the reason why you can't do redia with the marid is not because of a kanaz, it's because Chazal didn't want you to do it with the chol. So even with tzarach Shabbos, but do it with the shinui. Like, why should we matter it? And the car of the pashas, the Eliyahu Rabba's argument is strong. If you take a look at the Sharatzin, he has this whole long litany. Eliyahu Rabba's argument is that why should it be matter to do it kedarka if you can do it with a shinur?
Maybe is there no concern that he'll burn himself?
Because
the paddle is made probably to take it out of the oven without burning itself. You're doing a little knife, it could be a little tricky. That's number one. Number two. The other concern I would think is maybe if he needs lechem mishnah, I don't know if how important that is in comparison to everything else, but he may, if you take it with the tool that was intended, he you'll take out a whole challah or whatever they had, a pita, whatever. But right. If you're going to stop playing with it, it's going to come out like matzah shvarim. I mean,
okay, possibility. Taylor of the Charatin Laman Hey. So this kula that you can do right at Kedarka, he says it's a ran. The Harba Cholkim all around Mahmekel Bazet. So the many people argue on the ground. Behind Raharamach, Shubu Kesem Mishnah, Ramban, Rabamagid, Hakoba, Raim, Shabbat Gemersha. Those all recorded. But Nochem Kesem says again, Berben Yeruchim, Beferish, Shabbat Nasa, Behetzer, Sir Shinui, Berak Gemelsudas. So even though you put a Behetzer, you still need the Shinui and the Gemelsudas. Gamir Kosov Kain, Gamiramam, Ain Rai, Gemurish, Sir Karan, Behetzer, Ain Sir Shinui. Some people want to argue that the Rambam agrees to the Ram. It's not necessarily clear. He argues on that point. So between all of these Rishonim, he seems to be much, much more inclined to say that a person should not. Now he does say Kula. If you look at the Berlocha. So what's called Tzorech Shabbos? So three meals is definitely Tzorech Shabbos. Maybe if you want more, it's also called Tzorech Shabbos. In other words, in the case where a person put a beheter, so allowing you to take with the shinur or with the marda, but how much is the next question. So the Berlach of Tzorech Shabbos is Rodeka Darka, and the Prima God and Masha the Kabbalah, Tzorech Shabbos, who Dafka Gimel Sudas. The Zerich Hari, Tzorech Shabbos. I'm not convinced there you have a limit of you can't go beyond the basic needs, but over here you can put up a heter, right? And especially if you learn you're going to do with a shinui, it's like, so like, why shouldn't he just take as much as he wants? So he has other bread. He wants to use this bread dafka. So not really. That's all. Mishra says the kabbalah also called Tzorech Shabbos. If that's what you want to do, that you're doing it for the purpose of Shabbos. Fine. Lamed Zayin. Avmetuah atchila sasif koi the mutar litein. In the case where if you seal the oven, then you're allowed to put it in, even though it's not going to bake before Shabbos. Because we're not shemi yister atit v'yechata, because we're not gerza, he's going to be mechata. So now, in that situation, do you need it by radia, when you put it not in the heter of that it's baked before Shabbos, but the heter because you're not going to be mechata, and then later on you're going to open up the oven, the seal, and take it out, do you have a heter of radia later on? So that'll be sivzayin. Okay? Or that you put it in that it should bake for after Shabbos. So in that situation, it definitely will have enough time to bake. So if it's going to bake enough, for sure, it's going to bake well. You put it in front of Erev Shabbos, so you'll have this bread available for Motzei Shabbos. You're not planning to use it on Shabbos at all, so why should you be Mechata? By the time Motzei Shabbos comes, it'll bake by itself fine. Which means our ovens have a kula. You're allowed to take out and use it for Shabbos. So then, Chashin and Shema Yimolech Lechol Me'apasha B'Tanur B'Shabbos V'Chata B'Kecholim K'neshi's Pasha Me'era. So the kula generates a chumra over here. Right. So by food, in other words, and the Sharatin explains in Lamavov, we can't put in a tabshul Erev Shabbos to cook on Shabbos, and it hasn't met the criteria of the heter of Shehiya, saying, well, I'm only planning to use it after Shabbos. So therefore, no problem. We're not to that, so why should you not to buy bread? Why should my bread be any more kuladik? But over here, by the case of the pas, we're not going to be not to Rediyah, because Rediyah is taka ganaka mimutzer, because I'll ask you Rediyah. I'll serve the Rechob, because I'll ask you Rediyah. It's not the Tzorech Shabbos. You can't do Rediyah. So you don't have a heter to take it out in the case of Chazal. Right? So I understand. So why should you be Mechata? You can't take it out. What are you Mechata for? But over here, when you could take it out, because there's no Maisa Rediyah bets, I mean, it's just taking it off of the from the bottom of the oven or taking it off of the racks. So there's no problem with the Rediyah part. So you might take on Yisrael Shabbos. Then he might be Mechata, so it's going to be awesome. Okay, Vav. So a person puts the bread in on Shabbos. The dough in on Shabbos. So the halacha is bishul is an interesting halacha. Bats and bishul is in some sense is a grama. The person puts the dough into the oven and the oven bakes it. The person puts the raw food on the fire and the fire cooks it. He doesn't cook it. You know, a person sews something together. The person sews it. It's his ma'aser, right? Over here, he's not doing it. So the chiddush of the Torah, the Torah is mechayev him for using the heat to create this change on the item. That's what he's mechayev to do. You know, I find that very irritating. Please try not to do that. So,
what's that last thing you said?
So it's an interesting malacha. So, because Chazal said that the malacha really. So how do you send the malacha? You're going to send the malacha one of two ways. That the malacha is you do the maisa, putting it into the oven, and then the fire cooks it afterwards. And that's your chiyuv. Your chiyuv is for setting that in motion. So even if you stop it later on, it's too late. Right, but because you set it in motion, right? Or do you say no that the for the chiyuv Shabbos you require that he's doing ma'isa and there should be a result? So the law is it requires a ma'isa and a result. So if a person will stop it before the result happens, he's not going to be chayim, even though he did the ma'isa. So if a person will put it on Shabbos,
no, he's not going to be chayim.
If he takes it out before it bakes, he's going to save himself from a chiyuv skila. In the son of Bishabas, I feel a b'mezid. A person in Bishabas, b'shoigeg or b'mezid, mutaloi lirdash kadam shi'efah kidei shelo yavaladei isra skila. Chazal were makel to allow him to stop himself from getting a chiyuv Shabbos. So they were matzah him to do this maisa, which it's, so it's uncooked dough, it's muksa. Where they're matim him a taltu muksa, they're matim doing a radia, which is matim him to they're matim many kulas to save this person from an isser. Okay, lamates. I feel a b'meisid. The habamina. What's the chiddush? I feel a b'meisid. That there's an argument. Halitayel the rosh of a yomais. Listen, you did a b'shar geig. I understand the person forgot about Shabbos. He was shochad with Shabbos. We need to save him from Achiyah of Eir. He did amazing. It means he doesn't care. So we're going to be matar Ari Surim. Save this guy from Gehenna. Let him burn a Gehenna. Let him be Chayav Skila. That's what we might have said. Kamash Lund the Shori. Mekoshkin Shid the Beshagi the Shori. The Kelish Lund the Yisur Chatas. It's about a case of where it's he did a Beshagi. For sure it's Mutter. Okay. And that's like. And Tosfos does discuss there is a concept to the Rosh of Yomais means where's the Gemara use that phrase? So there's a Gemara, but the Gemara comes up. I'm one place I'm remembering it is Baba Kama. The Gemara brings a Gemara about a person would have his roadside field, and people would be taking things from the field. So, which is Geneva. So the Mor says that, you know, do you have a chiyuv to sort of mark off in case this is Orla, in case this is Tevol, right, to save them from the Veirim. So the Mor brings, their Mor brings a machlokes that the Chachamim say, you know, that they would mark off that this is Orla and this is Glaikerim, so people shouldn't touch it. And Rabbi says, I have a Tether Rosh Yomas, you know, we're saying that he's a Gan, if I say for me a Gan, you know, like, you know. So you know, if it's his problem, he wants to steal. So besides stealing, he's also eating an avera. Okay, no, I have a chiv to stop him, to help him. Say, you know, by the way, you know, you got Mr. Ghana, when you're taking this, please make sure you don't touch that, because that's the tray for food. Here's the kosher food. Like, you know, otherwise, why is my chiv? So you do find such a concept. So you're saying that the Mor is saying over here that doesn't stop him from saving himself, and the Mor then has a shayla, the Mor, can somebody else do it to save him? That's like the shayla in the Gemara. Okay, so we're.
Is the question there that does he have a chiyuv or is he allowed to point out where the orla is?
No, the shaila is does he have a chiyuv?
Well, I mean, because I would imagine I know some Jews that would have that in that situation they wouldn't want the other person to do another oven if he's doing one. So I'm just saying he's allowed to.
Yeah, he's allowed to. Okay, so the lotion, the shulchan says mutzal loy. So we allow him. So the mishmar, let's learn medafka. Who batsim mutzal aradus? So we talk a pasun that it's only he's allowed to do this to save himself. Abacherim asurim leirus bishaloi bein shehitik b'meis bein b'shargeg. Okay, so but somebody else can't do it. Is this a siddur rabbanon? Chazal said you we're not coming out to you're a siddur rabbanon. That somebody else should do a larger aveira. You can't do smaller isurim to save people from bigger isurim. Right, we don't make chishbonos like that. Afilu misha hidvik as a pass enenu poi shir diyuhu. So the person put it in and said, "Listen, by the way, nobody's going to do this for you. And by the way, Shabbos, the guy doesn't realize." They normally allow them. I say chet kal kadei shalol yabel chaverach ladei iser chomer kiman shaver pasha b'masha hidvik. Now the Tosis does ask a question that the Tosis in the Daftal Amud Aleph and Shabbos. You see that the more talks about. That there was a concept of bringing a korban. There's an isra say to bring a korban after the korban talmid. So it's erev Pesach, and a person it's a mechusik kippurim, and his korban was not brought before the korban talmid. So if we mark him his korban after the korban talmid, he'll be able to eat the korban Pesach tonight. And if we're not marking the korban, he will be able to eat the korban, be part of the korban Pesach. So he can't eat part of the korban. He'll lose his opportunity of korban Pesach. So the Mora says we allow the kohen to be over the isra say of hashlama, and bring a korban for the mechusik kippurim in order to be mezake the mechusik kippurim in the midst of korban Pesach. Tosfos says, well, how's Hashem with like a Gemara over here in Dar Shabbos Abdallah? We say you can't do it. We don't do that. So Tosfos says over there the person became whatever the situation of he wasn't pasha, right? Whatever the situation, the person was resolved. Whatever it was, it's some level of pshia. It's not a direct level of pshia of doing an aveira. But over here, the person stuck in the oven on Shabbos. Excuse me, So we're not going to be matter. So that's the mishmar lotion. Kima chaver pasha b'masha hidbik. And the Shartzian points even by case of a shogig is called a pasha. Tavla yizor shalom v'lizeh. Shogig is not a dabrashen. Shogig means a person is totally aware of what he's doing. He's putting this bread into. It's not like a person, didn't realize what he did. That's not a shogig. That's a misasik. The Rishonim miskav, whatever it is. The person is totally aware. He forgot the Shabbos. Well, part of your job is to remember that it's Shabbos, right? So that's not a. It wasn't his fault. Well, it was his fault.
It would be a shogig too that he forgot or didn't know that.
Well, the person only has a dinner of a shogeg in a case of a person who once upon a time. So that itself is, so what do you mean you forgot? That, all right, you wouldn't forget where your $50,000 check in your pocket is. That's important to you. But Shabbos, you forgot. So excuse me, so I'm sorry, that's considered a sheep.
Shogeg.
It's considered a shogeg, I'm saying, because he forgot. But that's he's called a pasha in regards to this concept. Mm. He's responsible for what he did. Okay. The Ramban says that the idea in the Chumash says the reason why the Torah is mechayev a korban for shogeg is because there is a level of responsibility in the person. He didn't take his responsibilities appropriately, and that's why he forgot. I'm talking about a person like Loyal Aino has Alzheimer's. We're talking about a person, it's a healthy person who forgot it was Shabbos. Filbatanam Shalom was Shane Baham Isaridia. So now, what about our ovens? So there's no radiyah involved. So Reuven, stuck the dough into the oven, and Shimon comes along and says, "I'm not ready to radiyah. Just take the thing out of the oven." So what's the look over there? Sala your ovens also lacher mishum the botzik muksahu. They ain't really tiltu. It's not edible on Shabbos the dough, so it's considered muksa. So we're not going to tell this other person Shimon the oven the Israel of tiltu muksa to save Reuven from an avera. Okay, now.
What is
the
muksa not being
relevant? I'm sorry? There's an isra muksa on the dough. So we're not gonna let the other person be over the isra muksa to save the person who put it in from the vera. In our tenurim, there's no redo involved. Our tenurim sits on the floor or sits on a rack. There's no redoing involved. This isn't the problem. It's not redoing, but there's another problem of muksa. Okay, now, Zaktiv holds an union of Fiha, well, in your Bishel, Poshet Hudim Echad Shachach over Mehinia Kadir, Samach Leish, Zark Gamarcha Lesalka Kadishal Yabu de Yisru, Chelad Yisru, the Basila Kadir, Ain Kan Yisru Klau, Mel Yesh Kan Mitzel Afrusha Meisur. If I have no Aveira involved at all by taking it out, so the rule is I don't tell you Chateib that somebody else should benefit. I should know Aveira, then there's no Aveira involved, so then I should do it. Now, Lachara Pashasi means that. I'm going to have to assume that the case was that either the food was edible as is, and maybe you could argue, you know, if some of the food already is cooked, some of it was not cooked, so you go bust, it's bust. You're not moving the food, you're moving the pot. So the question is, it's tiltul bin atzad for the contents of the pot. So we could argue maybe that's not called, for this purpose, it's not called an aveirus. So then you talk a mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to stop people from doing aveirus. Okay. Fine. Let's see. Mishabura lirdos. What's going on? Mutal lirdos kadim shiyafa. I feel a bit marred. We're going to let him do it with a marred. You should do with a shini if possible. You start doing it in a way with a shini, it takes longer to do it, so meanwhile it bakes enough and he's chayav. So what do we accomplish? So we're about to do with a marda, because that's much more quick, and that would save him from the aveira. It's interesting, Baklal, just to handle in the different malachas, which malachas the result is integral part of the malacha, which ones aren't. Zareya, so there's Martzchias talks about by Zareya, the malacha is putting it to the ground. Even if it's every definition, it takes 3 days. Well, it takes 3 days for it to start to take root. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to happen on Shabbos anyway. So then we argue that the malacha is putting in the ground for the purpose of planting. Even if it doesn't take root ever, but he did the malacha with Zareya. He put it in the ground. I didn't take root because it's not my star, but that the chiyuv is totally in if it takes root 3 days after Shabbos. The flip side is bishul. If a person puts in food right before the end of Shabbos and it will only bake after Shabbos, he's talking achayiv. Because the malacha is the putting in plus cooking. It didn't cook on Shabbos. Even though it cooked. Eventually, you need everything to take place on Shabbos. So, you know, Bishul is an interesting malacha, and that respect, that there's two parts to it.
If theoretically you planted before Shabbos, and immediately after Shabbos, you took it out, is you still over the rice on that? Is that?
Right. Oh. That's what he's telling us. Mm-hmm. Now, if you put
everyone
it...
Everyone
does? I don't remember.
Uh-huh. And the fire it should be that way. I mean, you planted it.
The whole thing is, there's a gemara which is mashal. If you put it there not for the purpose of planting, he just wanted to store it there. So then he wasn't planting; he was storing it there with the plan to take it out before it takes root. So that's takan akayiv.
Oh, if he had in mind to take it out.
So he was doing it in such a way that it's takan akayiv to plant. So then, i.e., he's going to take it out beforehand. That's interesting. The Mukhi Yosef, and I have to go. There's a Mukhi Yosef which handles Bechlau. Like, there's a. When a person's chai for his maisa, depending on a result, so when the result happens, when's the chiyuv? So he has the following scenario, not by Shabbos. He has the following scenario. He says a person takes an arrow, and he's the world's greatest archer, and he can shoot arrows tremendous distances. So he shoots an arrow, and it breaks somebody's kli. Beautiful Tiffany vase worth $1,000. So he has to pay for it. He shot the arrow, he's chayiv. He died before it hit the vase. So when the time it hit the vase, he was dead. So they go to the archer and say, listen, you pay for the damage. He says, what do you pay for the damage? We didn't do it. So then your father did it. And your yarsh his shibud. He says, no, when he died, there was no shibud yet because nothing happened. So when the father died, the chariot, they should argue he didn't owe any money yet. So how could they yarish a shibud if there's no shibud yet? So the community said that's incorrect. Since he shot the arrow, it's his maises, his mechayev. So in the shooting is included everything which the result is going to be with the condition that it happens. But once it happens, the chivas are when he shot the arrow. So it comes out there was a shibud when he died. By the time he died, he shot the arrow. There's a shibud there, even though it's only his barer after he dies. But it's misbar l'mafreya that he had a shibud from the whole time.
And he builds this on lamdas, or builds this on svara?
He builds this on a sugya and evashim mishum kitzav and baba kama.
Not just svara.
Right. Okay. So he says,
because Zeman shoots an intercontinental ballistic missile, you're not going to say it'll hit a half hour later. I'm not chayiv. Believe me, the country gets hit, will think it's
no. If anybody's going to be chayiv, the question is he chayiv a half an hour later? He's going to have a chayiv an hour earlier.
Oh, is that what you mean?
In other words, the argument over here was when the moment the father died, he didn't owe any money yet. So the Yerushim said, we didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And my father lived, yeah, so he shot the arrow, and a minute later it hit, so he broke his, he's chayiv. Yeah, I get that. Nothing like that for shooting the arrow. The question is, should he be chayiv in the case where he died before it happened?
Before it happened.
Okay, so Reuven chooses the ICBM, and then he dies before it hits.
Yeah.
Right, that's Mugirsa's case. You know, it takes, 10 minutes before it gets there, whatever.
Okay, what is the Gemara that he based on?
It's in the Sukkah of Ishim Shum Kitzav, which, if you hold Ishim Shum Kitzav, so Ishim Shum Kitzav means that everything which the fire does is like you're doing it. So he says, okay, so that means, is the pshat is it like you're doing it then, or when you light the fire? So if it's like doing it then, so how's a person light an Arab Shabbos? Why is it like he's burning something on Shabbos? That's his kasha. Because it's like every second he's lighting the fire, lighting the fire, lighting the fire. So he's lighting a fire on Shabbos. So the one teretz which the belt gives is says, the Yisra on Shabbos is Maisa. There has to be a Maisa. There's no Maisa involved. Right now he's a Shoivis. Okay, but the Mekuyosa says because it was all Nichol on the original Maisa. And that's this Yisoid by Chetz, that you say such Yisoid. And he builds this Gemara, then he brings this, this Yisoid, that, that's how he learns up the whole sugya with the Rishon Shem Chitzah, but that it's in the original Maisa of lighting the Eish, or shooting the arrow. That's what he's Chayiv for. And there's a Tanai of a result. So like Bishul, Pasha, the Pshat, putting it in is Chayiv him with the condition that it bakes. So the Chiddush of this Halacha is even baked after Shabbos. This it did bake, and he put it in on Shabbos. So you could argue, listen, he's chayiv for doing the ma'isa on Shabbos, and it baked. So why should it? But it baked after Shabbos, so who cares? But the ma'isa is baked. So that's the chiddush by Bishul, that's not true. And it's talking about chiddush. So the Chacham grapple with, like, why taka? Why don't you apply the Mukiyas' argument over there by case of Bishul and say he should be chayiv even if cooked after Shabbos? The ma'isa, the first, he's not. The first in halacha that he's not. Shabbos when.